If you have your Bibles, please turn to Psalms 139, verse 14. I will praise thee, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvelous are thy works, and that my soul knows right well. All creation has a purpose. The title of my message tonight is, Our Great Creator Has a Purpose and a Plan for You. Please turn to Colossians chapter 1. Colossians chapter 1. Colossians chapter 1, verse 16. For by him were all things created that are in the heavens and that are in the earth, visible and invisible, whether they be thrones or dominions or principalities or powers or things, all things were created by him and for him. Another an illustration of this is a frog. A frog is a part of God's creation. My grandpa has a pond at his house. I don't know. Some people say that frogs keep him up at night. Grandpa says they lull him to sleep. Frogs are very useful. They eat mosquitoes. One frog can eat up to 4,000 harmful insects a year. They're very unique. They swallow with their eyes. Another illustration is the owl. While you sleep, they hunt mice, snakes, or voles and frogs. You may not know what a vole is. It is not a mouse, and it's not a mole. It's basically known as a field mouse, except it doesn't have such a long tail, and its teeth are like a mole's teeth. An owl can eat up to 4,000 small prey a year. Even the earthworm has a purpose. They increase the air and the water that gets into the soil, and they break down all the leaves and grass into fertilizer for our plants to grow. But God doesn't only have a purpose for the earthworm, owl, and frog. God has a purpose for you. First of all, God wants all of us to be saved. Please turn to 2 Peter chapter 3. 2 Peter chapter 3. 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 9. The Lord is not slack concerning his promises, as some men count slackness, but is long-suffering towards us, not willing that any should perish, but all should come to repentance. God wants each and every one of us to be saved. If you're not saved, here's how you can get saved. You ask Jesus to come into your heart, but you do that once you realize that you've sinned, and that you need saved. Because Jesus is the only way to heaven. You can't get to heaven by being baptized. You can't when you were a little baby. You can't get to heaven by doing good works. You have to get to heaven through Jesus Christ. And you have to ask him to be your Savior. Please turn to John 14, verse 6. John 14, verse 6. Jesus saith unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. Once we're saved, God wants us to glorify him. If you please turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 6. 1 Corinthians chapter 6. Verse 20. For ye are bought with a price, therefore glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's. We can glorify God in our body by praying and reading the Bible. We talk to God when we pray, and God talks to us when we read the Bible. Another thing God wants us to do is God wants us to tell others about Jesus. Please turn to Matthew chapter 28. Matthew chapter 28. Matthew chapter 28, verse 19 through 20. Matthew 28, verse 19 through 20. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you, always, even unto the end of the world. Amen. We can tell others about Jesus by soul winning and passing out tracts. If you've ever heard the saying, you're the only Bible some people read. If you serve in the church by like teaching a Sunday school class, you can sing in the choir or even clean the church. If people see that you're doing that with a glad spirit and they see that you're happy and God gives you joy, they'll want that joy. Our great Creator has a purpose and a plan for you. In Colossians 1:16 it says, all things were created by Him and for Him. If God can use a frog, He can surely use you. Let's pray. Dear Jesus, thank you for your day, and thank you that everybody got to come out. And please help this message to get across. In Jesus' name, amen.